Silta Sharga. Or to give over to them, Rashi says, Gav says, kites and thorns. Silta, Rashi says, ate some dakim. Give them over thorns or thin, small pieces of wood. With the fire, then you're chayiv. To have it, dahu, vadai, maitha, the day gormoy. Because such an action, for sure, it's called like your action. Like if you give them over these small pieces of wood that catch on fire very fast, and you gave them the fire, so it come out like you put the fire to the wood, and by that alone the damage will happen. So even though the cheresh lit the wood, but since you gave them both to him, that's called your ma'isa d'day, for that's not called groma, that's called mu'al yachayiv. Then the Mishnah says, what about sholach biyat pikeach, ha-pikeach chayiv? If you give over a fire though in the hand of a pikeach, the ma'isa the pikeach is chayiv and not you. Omer Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok, man detoni libo, the one that says in our Mishnah that later somebody blew on the fire, le mishtabish, is not wrong, there's such a word of libo. Well, man detoni nibo is also le mishtabish, it's also a good lashon. Man detoni libo le mishtabish. The Yassir the Pasuk says, b'lav as'esh, that's called blowing the light of the fire, b'lav as'esh, it applies the word libo by fire. So Mishnah says, if somebody comes and blows up the fire, he's chayiv. Well, man detoni nibo, Loi Mishtabish is also not wrong. The Pasuk says, Bori Niv Svasayim. So, Bori created Niv, the movement of Svasayim of the mouth. So, Niv also has to do with movement. So, also here, Niv means he made movement to the fire, and made the fire move, he blew up the fire. Then the Mishnah ends off that, Libsa Ruach Kulam Peturim. If the wind comes down and blows up the fire, then Lamaisa Kulam Peturim. So, it depends. Tan Rabban, word like this. Libo, if you first blew it, the libsa ruach, and the wind also blew with you. You had like this charcoal here, the gecheles, and now both of you blew together, the wind and you. So it depends. Im yesh b'libuya k'dei l'levoisoi, if your blowing alone would have been enough to make it into a fire to do damage, chayim, and you chayim. V'im lav pata, but if your blowing by itself wouldn't have been enough, it's only because the wind came and blew it more, then you pata. You pata on the wind's action. Smirsa kasha amai, why amai? Why you potter if the wind blew it? L'chura, you put it like you made the fire there, so you made it possible for the wind to come and blow it. So you should be chayim for the wind also. L'chura leheve kezoira for ruach mesayosoi. How come this is different than on Shabbos? One of the Yav Malachis is Zoreya. Zoreya is you throw up the kernels of wheat when it still has a shaft on it. So the type of a burr, you throw up the shaft in the air, and the air comes and blows away the shaft, and just the kernels fall down. So that's called the malacha, that you're chayiv, even though you're using the wind. So you see, if you use the wind, you're still chayiv. So you're also chayiv. It's the wind that's blowing up your fire, so you should be chayiv. The Rashi says, "Techayiv mishum malacha b'shamas avav b'sharuach mesayosoi kishum agdiyat tfua perechas." Yeah. So you also you should be chayiv. Skmarin says, "Amar Abba Yehocha b'mayaskina." No, we're talking about over here. Kegoin sheliba mitzadechad. You blew on one side. So Rashi says, Lo yahani iyu, you did not help at all. The one side that you blew on, it wasn't enough to make it into a fire, so nothing happened because of your blowing. And then v'libsa ruach mitzad achar, and the wind blew on the other side. So the wind on the other side does it completely by itself, it's not called you helping it. Hey, it's over there by Zareya, you're throwing it up into the wind. So it's called like you're working together with the wind. But over here you're not working together with the wind, you're working on one side, and the wind is working on the other side, you're not working together, that's why here you put it. Rav Amarava says, "Kagoyin sheliba baruach mitzuya." You blew it up means baruach mitzuya. For lips the ruach, you know what it means when you potter in the Mishnah. Baruach sheinu mitzuya. That's when you potter. So Rashi learns like this: "Kagoyin sheliba baruach mitzuya." Kishemaschil lil voice lahoy seruach neshevas vechazaka lahoy yamavir bekach. Uvos the ruach sheinu mitzuya. Lips the milslad loisalka daitehu. That's why you potter here by Yesh. El chnami. If it would be a regular ruach mitzuya that comes. Avad Yechayiv, that we had before. That's called Kayach Achav Murabai. Bayesh, we had before Kayach Achav Murabai Yechayiv. You light the fire in the wind, the Ruach Mitzvah comes and blows the wind away. Yechayiv, it's called your actions. Here, why your potter is because it was the Ruach Sheinu Mitzvah, an abnormal wind. You're like an honest over there. Rashi Zavuzeril and Yishabis Sagle Ruach Mitzvah. Olochi is Chavin. Mashenkin by Shabbos, when Yechayiv is talking about that he threw it up into the normal wind, and the normal wind blew it away. So therefore, you're working with normal wind, that you chayiv for. Here, that you potter by Eish, is where the Ruach She'enu Mitzuya came. That's like an onus, that's why you potter. Rav Zeira says like this, Kagoyin Tetzimra Tzimuri. that all you did was just a small amount of blowing, not too much. Rashi Simisra means, you didn't blow a lot. Ella b'nishima, just the regular breath. That's not called liba at all. So that's the case here, why you potter. If you would have blown really, that's called you're working together with the ruach, maybe then you'd be chayiv. Rav Ashi says no. Ki yamrina zayra ruach rimisayosai. When do I say the svara by Shabbos? That if you throw up this wheat, and the wind helps you to separate the chaff from the kernels, that you chayiv. Haini mili, when do I say that? Linyan Shabbos. That's only a svara by the lamates malachas by Shabbos. Why? The malachas machsheves osra Torah. Because you know, you say of malachas Shabbos is, it's malachas machsheves, it's only your machshava. What you want, that has to be done. So Rashi says malachas machsheves means nizkaimoy machshavtoy. It happened what you want. What you want, it happened here. The nichalei beruach nisayosai. That's what you're doing. The way you separate the kernels of wheat from its chaff is by throwing it up into the wind, and the wind separates it. So since it's Melechus Machshavos is what you want to happen, so since you want this wheat to be separated, it's happening because of your wanting to it, that's enough to be Chayiv for Shabbos. That's called Melechus Machshavos that you Chayiv. Aval Hocha, but over here by Eish, the Mazik of Eish, Hatayu Groma B'Almahu. It's only a Groma B'Alma. Your mice was only a small Eish, it wasn't the real Eish by itself. Therefore, the wind came and made it into a fire. That's called the wind was Gurim, it caused it to be a fire. And therefore, the Grumma bin Izokin potter. Grumma bin Izokin is always potter. Sa'al Lechur, the famous kasher is, we have before, but Eish is Chayiv for Koyach HaChamurubay. Means every time you make a fire in your backyard, and then a wind comes and blows it into the next guy's yard, you're Chayiv. That's the whole Mazak of Eish. So what else the Gemara is saying here, that you're potter if the Ruach takes it. So you have to say is, when you make an Eish, if you have a real fire in your house, and then the wind comes and takes it, Avad Yechayiv. That's the Eish that Tara is talking about. Here we're talking about the Zoni Gachelis. A Gachelis by itself is not called an Eish yet. By itself it's going to go out. You need something to come and first make it into an Eish. So here, when the wind comes and makes it into an Eish, that's why you're put here. Because who made it into the fire? The wind made it into the fire, not you. So here there's no din of Melechus Machshavos. So Mitzvah, Eish is Chayiv, you made the fire. Here you didn't make the fire. You're only a Grumma, you were Gurim, you're putting a Gachelis in a place that the wind will come and blow it up. So you caused the wind to blow it up to make it into a fire. So you're talking to your potter, so your grandma, that's why you potter. Mishnah says, Hashaleach es habeira. If you send out a fire, you light a fire, and a normal fire and the wind takes it, the oak lights them and it burns up wood, or yavonim or reason destroys or stones, or offer it destroys dirt, chayif, and all these three things, you're chayif for the damage you did. Rashi's offer means, lichachon nirav niskalkaloi. It's scorched like somebody had just plowed his field. His field is nice and plowed, ready to be used. And a fire goes through it, the fire ruins it. So it's a damage to him. So you're chayif. How do I know this? Shinam, the Pasuk says, Ki seitze eish, or motza koitzim. Pasuk says, when fire goes out and finds, eats up thorns, v'nechal, and eats up the v'nechal, godish, and it eats up the godish. That's a stacked pile. Oy hakomor, it eats up tfuah that's growing, corn that's growing. Oy hasod, it also does damage to a sodash. Shalom Yishalom Avre Sabera. The Pasuk says, Shalom Yishalom Avre Sabera. In all these three cases, whoever lit the fire, he has to pay. Omar Robus, Rabbi said like this, Lomali the Kosta Rachmana Kaitzim, Godish, Koma, Vesoda. How come it's hard to say all these four cases separately? If your fire goes out and eats up thorns, or a pile of tfuah, or a growing tfuah, or a field, Tzricha. Because Rachmana Kaitzim thorns, have I mean a Kaitzim Udichai Rachmana Mishum the Shchichi Yesh Kabayu. Because a normal fire to burn up thorns. Rashi says, "Ein b'nei yodim is darim b'em." They don't watch it so good. The kach oimdim. It's a sign for that. Hilgach igla meima zeh poshi b'zof hashaya. That's what the Torah says. If your fire burns up his thorns, or shchichi the poshi. The Gemara says, "And shchichi for you be poshaya." Avul godish but a stacked pile of tfuah of corn. Lo shchichi yesh gabayu. Nobody puts a fire by there. For lo shchichi the poshi is not normal that you even be a poshaya to burn it. A maloy, I would say your pot is like an honest. Is Kamashma no, if you were not an honest, if you're a Pashay, you're Chayiv. Because Rachmana Godish, a pack, a pile, have a mean of Godish, Chayiv Rachmana Mishum, the Asin Ruba. It's a big loss. That the guy already piled it up already, cut it down already, and piled it up. It's a big loss. Ah, well, Kaitzim, but only thorns. to have said mu'et is only a small loss, a malay, you don't have to pay for it, kamashmon, you have to pay for that also. Now, kamalom, we wanted to have to say, yechayiv, even if yechayiv burns down standing corn, growing corn, masmad, the chiddush like this, ma kama begoli, just like by thorn is something you can see, av kol begoli, anything that you could see, but tamun, things that's hidden, you potabesh. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that holds Yechayiv, Aniske Tamim V'yesh. If so, Koma Lomali. What do I have to have Koma for? Rabbi Yehuda holds that Tamim Yechayiv. So why does it have to say Yechayiv if your fire burns up standing corn? The Gemara says, the Rabbah is Kol Balikoymis. It means anything that's standing, like animals or trees, if you burn it down, Yechayiv. For the Gemara of Rabban and the Rabbah's Kol Balikoymis, you know, how do Rabban know Yechayiv? Anything that's standing, if your fire burns it down, Yechayiv? Nafkalei me oy hakom, it says oy hakom. For Rabbi Yehuda, oy mi bono lechalik, nis lechalik, that Yechayiv and each one separately, not all together. For Rabban and lechalik, minole, how do Rabban know Yechayiv and each one separately? Nafkalei me oy hasode. For Rabbi Yehuda, me oy hasode. For Rabbi Yehuda, adi de kosov rachamon, oy hakom, kosov, as another word, it says oy hasode. One is oy hakom, then it says oy hasode. So oy hasode for an extra oy, there I know kol balikoma. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's not extra. I did the Kosar Rachmon Oyakoma, Kosar Oyasoda. Since it had to say Oyakoma, it also says Oyasoda. For the more now, Soda Lomeli, what do I have to have the word Soda? Pshita. So where it says, La Suya comes to include, Lichachoy Niroi, Vesichasacho Avonav. That even though the Churat's Shleika Derech, it's not a normal damage, still Yechayiv. Means if you have a field like you plowed it already, and now fire goes over, like scorches it, so it ruins it a little bit, so for that also Yechayiv. And sixavonim also, if you have stones that the fire goes over it, so that also yechayiv. For the Gemara of Alechta Rachman is sodav leboy hanech. If I know that for sodav for these last things yechayiv, even though it's not a derech to do such damage like that yechayiv, so pshit of course yechayiv for the other things. So Mar says no hanech tzrich I need them all. Because Rachman is sodav have a mina mashe besodin midachrin aloy. Only sodav alone. What does that say? Only what's in the field? Like tfuah come akrum. Only tfuah, only wheat, but not the kark itself. Kamash malon. So only after I have the other three things, then I say, why does the Torah say separately, Soda? The teacher has not only Tfuah, not only things that stand, that grow, but even the Karka Yosachayifu. Omer Rav Shimon Bar Nachmeni, Omer Rav Yenison, Ein Peroni is Bol Yerlam, punishment doesn't come to the world, Ela Bezman Shir Rishoyim Yerlam, when there are Rishoyim in the world. And in other words, because of the Rishoyim, V'yena Maschela Telem Natsikim, Hashem only starts from the Tzadikim, we'll soon see why. Tchila, the Tzadikim get the punishment first. She never reported says, Ki Sait Sayesh. With Ash and the buzz and the fire goes out, to a Motsa Kaitsim and the fire is Kaitsim. So Amosai Eish Yait says, when does fire go out? Bizman She Kaitsim Mitsuyim Lo. When there are thorns nearby, means there are Rishoyim there. So because of the Rishoyim, the thorns, that's what caused the fire. The Ain of Maschel is in the middle of Sadiqim, but only starts from the Sadiqim. Tchila She never reported says, Venecha Godish, Vyacha Godish, Venecha Godish, that the piled food gets eaten up. V'yochal godish lanyam. It doesn't say v'yochal. It was eaten up. Ela v'nechal. It was eaten up already. That means v'nechal godish. Shenecha godish kvar. It means it was already eaten up from before. In other words, the fire starts by the tzaddikim. And we'll soon see why. But it's because of the Rishoyim. Tony Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef said, "My, this is what the pasuk say. V'yatim l'teit such a fez abesos. This is by Yitzias Mitzrayim. By Makas Becharis. You should not go out of your house. Ad aboik until the morning. That means what? That kivon shenitim rishus l'mashchis." Once the Malach HaMavis had a right to kill out the Bechorim of the Mitzrayim, and the Mavchim, Beit HaDik L'Mashorim, you have to be careful, even the Yidin have to be afraid. Because once the Mashkas has a right to do damage, he is not Mavchim between the Tzadik and the Rasha. For Lo Yoyed, not only that, El Hashem Askin L'min HaTzadikim. When he gets a hold of you, he will start from a Tzadik also Tchila. Shneva the Pasuk says, V'chrati Mimcha Tzadik V'Rasha. I'll not wipe out from you a Tzadik, it says first, then a Rasha. Now, Bechir Rabbi Yosef, Bechir cried, Kulei Hai Nami. Le'ein doymin, like so far, are tzaddikim like? Rashi's kolema, le'hevel chashuvim atzaddikim she'koydmin l'pronius. Like a tzaddikim, like nothing, that they come first to get the punishment. Like how come? Omalei abaya, abaya said back, no. You should know tivusu l'gabayu. It's something good for them. So Rashi explains the bottom Rashi, she'le'yiru b'ro hu asidu lovoy. It's worth it that they should not have to see the bit that's going to come. So therefore, sometimes when in monastery, the tzaddikim do have to get punished now, they'll get the punishment first, so they do not have to see all the bad that would happen later. The chassid, like a pasuk says, ki mipnei haro, nesef atzadik, because of the bad, tzaddik, they take away a tzaddik. Because in other words, the tzaddik should not see the bad that's going to happen. Taita. Omer Rav Yudam.